what Dr. Gosnell did was kill children once they had emerged from the womb. But under our law and practice, abortionists kill children all the time of the same gestational age in the womb. Now, location can't make the difference between first-degree murder and the exercise of a constitutional right. So what the Gosnell trial has exposed for everyone to see is the profound contradiction in our law and practice between our professed commitment to the sanctity of human life and our willingness to tolerate and accept and even throw the mantle of constitutional protection around the practice of killing unborn children. It's very difficult to say exactly what Gosnell did wrong unless we're willing to say it's wrong to kill babies, whether they're inside the womb or outside the womb. So it wasn't just Kermit Gosnell who was on trial. Abortion in America was on trial. Supporters of abortion were on trial. People like President Obama, who, as a state senator in Illinois, voted even against a law to protect children who had survived abortion, the very children of the type who were killed by Kermit Gosnell. Those are the people who are on trial, not just this particular doctor who's going to go to jail for life for this crime.